This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Mexican barrio's version of gangster rap is the narco corrido. A corrido is a ballad. Its lyrics celebrate the exploits of drug traffickers and gunfighters. Underneath the tough and tragic lyrics bounce the waltz and oompa rhythms of border music.
Señores, tira bolas en el parque.
Songs like this are now mainstays on the Billboard Latin music charts, but they're relatively unknown to English speakers. After becoming interested in so-called narco music, Elijah Wald devoted years to researching this music and its roots. Wald hung out in Mexican record stores and hitchhiked around the Southwest with Mexican truck drivers. He spent time with international superstars on the road and small-town musicians in their homes to learn about this most recent incarnation of a traditional Mexican outlaw song. His book is titled Narco Corrido, A Journey into the Music of Drugs, Guns, and Guerrillas. NPR's Rene Montaigne spoke with him in Los Angeles.
Elijah Wald says songs about trafficking in illegal substances go all the way back to ballads about tequila smugglers during America's Prohibition. A key thing to know about the drug songs, he says, is that Mexico views itself as a drug provider, not consumer, merely servicing America's drug dependency.
That certainly has a lot to do with why people can think of these guys as heroes.
And long before anyone ever heard a narco corrido, Mexicans were listening to just plain corridos. These ballads go back to the troubadours of medieval times, spreading tales of, say, Robin Hood. Elijah Wald writes that the corrido really took off during Mexico's Revolution of 1910. Suddenly, songs glorifying the derring do of Pancho Villa and Zapata could be heard in plazas all over Mexico.
It's important to understand this really is kind of a musical newspaper. And the thing was, whenever any battle happened, you tried to have a corrido out the next day, because that's what people wanted to hear. Villa was such a romantic figure, as was Zapata, that they got, you know, the corridos that have survived tend to be of them, just because they were these dashing, heroic men of the people, you know, who started out some poor peasant kid and ended up running an army. And I think, frankly, that is sort of what's happened with the narco corridos. You know, it's poor peasant kids who've ended up running an army. It's just, it's a different kind of army.
So when you get to the narco corridos, or the sort of the new boom of corridos, we're really talking about 30 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was one song in particular that you write about in your book that, in a way set it all off.
Yeah, the Los Tigres del Norte did this record called Contrabando y Traición, means smuggling and betrayal, which became this incredible hit. The heroine was named Camelia La Tejana, Camelia the Texan. And the story was that she and her boyfriend come up to Los Angeles with their car tires full of marijuana, and they sell it. He says, here's your half, now I'm going up to San Francisco to my true love. And she pulls out a gun, blows him away, and the last line is, all the police found was the fired pistol of the money and Camelia, nothing more was ever known.
Those gunshots didn't disguise the fact that, to anyone's ears not knowing corridos, it sounds like a polka.
It is a polka. I mean, that's one of the funny things about this. I mean, there was a moment where I wanted to call the book Gangsta Polka, but that's absolutely what it is.
After this 1972 hit, Los Tigres reign for the next 20 years as the kings of romanticized violence put to song. Then out of East L.A. came a handsome troubadour with a rough, untrained voice by the name of Chelino Sanchez. He specialized in made-to-order narco corridos, praise songs commissioned by drug lords and street toughs hoping to immortalize themselves on cassette tape. Soon everyone was circulating the tapes of Chelino Sanchez. Like the members of the famous Los Tigres, Chelino hailed from Sinaloa at the very heart of Mexico's drug trafficking.
But what made him different, I think, is that the Tigres, you know, they looked like Nashville country stars. They wore these great suits, and they looked like TV stars, and Chelino didn't. Chelino looked like this real, cool, genuine gangster kid out of Sinaloa. And he always had his pistol with him, and he just wore ordinary clothes, and there was this real gangster cool about him, which was completely new. And actually, the Tigres, I don't know what they knew about him, but right at the same moment, they put out a record called Corridos Prohibidos, Forbidden Corridos, where for the first time they also just came out in street clothes in a police lineup. It was the moment for this new thing to happen.
Les cantaré este corrido a dos hombres que mataron sin tenerles compasión. Vilmente los torturaron y ya muero.
What Chelino brought to the narco corrido was the grisly language of the streets. This tune, The Crime of Culiacan, for instance, speaks of a drug hit in which the victim's guts are spilled out onto the desert.
En la colonia El Palmito, la ciudad fue Culiacán. Andaba Francisco López, también Francisco Beltrán.
Chelino really picked up when he got in this shootout. This guy tried to assassinate him at a gig near Palm Springs, and he pulled out his gun and returned fire from the stage. And I was interviewing these guys here in L.A., Lupio Rivera, who's now the big star, and his sister Jenny, and they say the next morning, all the cholos in L.A. who used to just play lowrider oldies were driving around with Chelino cassettes.
Chelino's moment was brief. 4 months after he so dramatically fended off one gunslinger on stage, he was murdered by another. And once again, the group Los Tigres del Norte emerged supreme.
They're sort of like a cross between the Rolling Stones and Willie Nelson in terms of how much they overshadow all of this, except that neither the Stones or Willie Nelson are still on the hit parade, and the Tigres are. What really has happened with them is that Jorge Hernandez, who's the leader, he became sort of the voice of the immigrant population. And then a couple of years ago, when Chelino's had taken over, again, everybody was sounding the same. And the Tigres did this thing called El Circo, attacking the Salinas administration in Mexico, which no one had ever done in a hit corrido.
Rebelling against the status quo.
Absolutely. And their new album has a song called The Chronicle of a Change, approaching Vicente Fox, saying, ah, we've got a new government now, everything's different, but down here on the street, everything seems the same, so, like, is anything really going to happen?
Los que controlan a petróleos mexicanos van a Las Vegas como ricos potentados. Se lo merecen o la plaza la compraron. Ahora mi zorro cuando aplicamos el cambio.
Elijah Wald chronicles the world of narco corridos in Narco Corrido, a journey into the music of drugs, guns, and guerrillas. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.